Significant snow and rain occurred across the Midwest yesterday in response to the big blizzard that impacted portions of the region from Nebraska to the Great Lakes region. Most of the precipitation that was reported across that particular corridor, of course, occurred as snow, with wind speeds reaching up to 60 miles per hour in portions of Nebraska and ranging anywhere from 30 to 45 miles per hour from other areas in Kansas and parts of Missouri northward into portions of southern Minnesota and southwestern sections of Wisconsin. The snow will wind down today across the Great Lakes region. We don't expect to see accumulations anywhere near as impressive as those in Nebraska and Iowa the past couple of days, and for that matter, even Colorado. We did see some totals yesterday reach up to 17 inches in portions of Nebraska and up and over a foot in portions of Iowa. Looks like the forecast will continue to promote light amounts of new accumulations from northeastern Iowa into Wisconsin today, and there will still be some travel issues across parts of this region. To the south, we saw rain yesterday, even some thunderstorms and some locally heavy rainfall. Most impressive rains were down in Mississippi, where there was 3 to over 5 inches reported from Jackson into Columbus, Mississippi, with some 1 to 2 inch amounts reaching northward into parts of Indiana. We also saw some moderate amounts of rain occur from northeastern Illinois into west central and southwestern portions of Michigan. Well, this storm system is about over, but we will still see some moderate to strong thunderstorms in parts of the southeastern corner of the country today, with some moderate amounts of rainfall resulting. In fact, some locations in eastern parts of the Carolinas may see some 1 to 2 and local 3 inch amounts. As we go out through the end of this week and into the weekend, we'll be looking at tranquil weather. No further storminess is likely to the Rocky Mountains, at least not in a major way. Late this week, we will see a new low-pressure center form briefly over Florida, and it will work its way to the northeast, bringing some heavy rains to coastal areas of the Carolinas and Georgia. That storm system will move out to sea before it has a chance to become a valid nor'easter. In the meantime, we'll see two waves of cold air coming into the middle and eastern parts of the country over the week next week. The first one occurs Sunday through Tuesday. The second one occurs at the end of next week. It looks like the majority of the cold will occur in such a manner that we'll see some freezing temperatures all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico coast and perhaps into Florida. We'll continue to watch that rather closely. The cold in Florida will probably occur late next week and might be a threat to some citrus and sugar cane. In the meantime, the lower Midwest will need a little better protective layer of snow before the coldest air arrives, just to prevent winter kill from being an issue. We do expect some snow to fall as the coldest air starts to push through the northern and eastern parts of the Midwest. Much of the lower parts of the region should have an opportunity for snow. I'm not convinced how significant some of that accumulation may be, however. In the meantime, in hard red winter wheat country, a majority of the region from Colorado into parts of northern and western Kansas and Nebraska are certainly deeply buried in snow today. The livestock situation has been quite stressful over the past 2 days. Somewhat improving conditions will occur over the next several days, and it looks like travel will gradually improve as well. In South America, it still looks like most of eastern Argentina will pick up on some needed rain to relieve the drier bias that's evolved here over the past couple of weeks. This will occur from Thursday all the way into Monday of next week. And Brazil will see a good mix of rain and sunshine coupled with some warm temperatures to provide a good environment for crops to continue developing favorably. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.